I heard it on Highland Radio this morning, and we thought it's such a rare occurrence that we might never see a whale again. So we came over from Guidoor, my husband, my daughter and I. And it's very sad, actually, when you see the baby whale, and there are four dead around the corner, and the little baby. And they look so friendly and so lovely creatures.
People realised this morning that there was 13 whales beached up there, and a lot of people came down to actually try to help get them back. I think six are dead at this point that I could see down there. And we got to see five taken away and led by the Coast Guard.
This is a beach that would normally be really quiet, even on a good day. What's bringing people here?
Well, people are coming together to see the whales and to see the help out, part of the community coming together, I suppose.
I got texts from Dublin and everything to say get down to Ballyness Beach for the beached whales. For the whales, we saw dead ones, unfortunately, didn't see any live ones, but they're there. I understand.
And what is it bringing people here?
It's a very unusual thing. I think, 13 whales on the beach. And apparently they'll stay around, they'll not go away. So this could become a bit of an attraction for a few weeks, I suppose.
I suppose there's a lot of young people here too.
A lot of kids. Kids are very interested. Some kids are very sad. They're crying up there. And mummies are crying. Apparently there were 13 in total. I think there are five on the beach dead. So that means there's eight of them out there somewhere. They'll provide a bit of an attraction. Somebody tried to tell me, now you'd need to verify this, Barry, that they come in to die.
It's very rubbery. Their skin was all rubber.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Not that close. No.
How do you feel after seeing them?
Sad. Yeah. Mostly sad.
Very sad and emotional to watch. Everybody that has heard about it has come onto the beach here in Fulcarragh on a beautiful day, but as we're witnessing, it's not just the nicest of things.
Very, very sad to look at these beautiful animals just lying here totally helpless. You'd love to now have some buckets and be able to roll up your sleeves there and get stuck in to help them, but it seems to be a totally hopeless situation.
And it's just a matter of just nature taking its course, it seems.
Seems to be. Now they put an awful lot of manpower, machine power in this morning and got them out to sea and got them afloat, but they just came back in. As far as I know, I think once their sonar systems sort of default, there's nothing more you can do for them.
And it seems there's not. What looked like was going to be a happy ending earlier today, it's not going to be that way now.
Absolutely, yeah. We were on holidays in Glencolumbkill, and we came up thinking that we'd be rolling up our sleeves and giving a rescue operation a hand, but it's not that situation at all now. It's tragic.
Really sad, because there's whales out, stranded out from their family, and you'd think you'd pull them in just to let them die together, because it is sad. It's because one of them doesn't have any water on his back at all, and it's dying to death, and it's not nice to watch, really.
I just heard about that on, I think, Highland Radio myself, and I just came down there about 2 o'clock to see what was happening. It's unusual to see nature take its course. I have talked to a few of the lads there, Coast Guards, and they have informed me to put them out, but there's a likelihood that they will return, and it's obvious that it's just happened here now that another 9 of the family have returned back to shore and beached themselves.
And I suppose what looked like it was going to be a happy ending today, it's going to be a sad ending.
It looks like that, yeah, absolutely. We're restricted from putting these animals back out, but for nature has to take its course, it looks like.
And I suppose the community tried so hard earlier today.
People have tried to push them back out into sea, and they have successfully done that, but others have now returned to beach themselves again.